Tell me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Shira. Shira is a very nice young lady. She treats her friends really nicely. She's fun. She loves to bake. She loves to play baseball. She loves to run. Learning is hard for Shira. Reading takes her a very, very long time. Learning new things doesn't come easily to her. And not moving is also really hard for her. And sometimes in school, you have to sit and focus, and that's hard for her. One day, Shira's parents got a call and were asked to come into the school for a meeting. When they got to the school, they walked into the principal's office, and the principal said, "I bet that you think that we're here to talk about Shira." They said, "Yeah, you're right. We know that she's really struggling." And the principal said, "We're not here to talk about Shira. We're here to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu." Wow. Sivan Rachav Meir shared this with me, and it's such a powerful, powerful message. Why are we here to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu? They were wondering in their head. But they sat quietly and listened to the principal. When Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush at the Sineh Boer Ba'esh, and Hashem tells Moshe that he has a job to go to Paro and to go take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Moshe says to Hashem, "Lo ish devarim anochi. I'm not a person that speaks well. It's hard for me to talk physically. Gam itmol, gam shilshom. It's been hard for me for a while. Ki kevad peh, uchvad lashon anochi. It's hard for me to speak." And then Moshe says, "The people aren't going to listen to me. Paro's not going to listen to me. I'm not good at talking." And then the principal said, "You know which parsha we're reading this week? We're starting a new book, a new Sefer. We're starting Sefer and Parashat Devarim. What is the first pasuk of this Sefer? Ele ha-Devarim asher diber Moshe el." This week, we're starting a new parsha. We're starting a new Sefer, Devarim. And it opens with the words, Ele ha-Devarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael. It was Moshe's starting of his parting speech to the Bnei Yisrael. Wow, this very same Moshe Rabbeinu who started out as Lo ish devarim anochi, I am not a person of words. The whole Sefer Devarim is called after his words. Ele ha-Devarim. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. And the principal said, this person, Moshe Rabbeinu, this great, great person who wasn't an Ish Devarim, became the Ish Devarim, became the person of words. In life, there could be things that are hard for us that might make us feel like they're going to hold us back. What we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, what we learned from this week's parsha, the principal said, is that we can overcome. We can push through and accomplish great things, sometimes turning our very, very impediments, the things that are so hard for us to do, into something amazing that we can accomplish. Shira's parents felt such relief. They felt such hope. They felt such strength. They knew that Shira was going to be A-okay. Let's take this lesson that Shira's parents heard from the principal and the lesson from the life of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we shouldn't let the areas in our life that are hard for us get us down. We can push through and we can accomplish great things with our strengths, and even push through
our weaknesses. Shabbat shalom to all.